aujourd'hui, Canal B vous propose une sieste musicale spéciale Festival Autre Mesure 2025, intitulée The Pavilion of Dreams et conçue par la musicienne invitée du festival, Felicia Atkinson. La sieste commence maintenant avec une longue pièce par Eliane Radig, Fête de beaux rêves.
Yan jidun chenpo melun chuwara na shudu loma reba ga yala chu sungin yobe nyenje ke tsena wardun gindun wangne lama rinpo chi giwe shinye ge sungge la sangje sirwe dawo chi doba sebe tsana yu sirwa tetar rangla sam shibe jidun chenpo shane tetar sungyang Tebe se lugu mendawa tuma yu te tamze ki sanje tobe ngeba meto mige nge lujik langi. Jeje tuen la lekbar toashi che sungden gurti shesu.
One day, while Jetson was staying in Medicine Valley of Chubar, teaching Dharma to several disciples, the yogin Ortan Gendun approached him. Precious Lama, in the teaching of several Geshes, you are renowned as a Buddha. They say you've totally eliminated desires. Is this true? Jetson replied, so they say. But there are many ways of eliminating desires. None of them are certain to yield Buddhahood. You can understand the meaning of the term Buddha by listening to this old man's song.
Geni mawe lozawa Tumaro ji ngun gyurbe Marba chenbe shabladu Lar tumari ge jibe Nyumu le ji jibata Namda paja ngenbe zwa Tamje zane changshin se Shijia ne la jib jibe Dimu mimbe rabri sa Nelo yishi ngun gyuru ne Dabda mi minji Namba tamje jimba ye yunde tamje jeba la sangje shibe tanye ta Tenje zogbe sangje la deba tamje ye se ye Shingdo nangi simbu ta Pujun tenshi ma toba nga sangje yinshi Lumbu ma norda yinshi la sobe doshi chimbu minayang Tata Jekuma Lazabe Doshi Yonat Nguwayi Zana Rimji Zobata Dejin Doshi Jewanyo Chiro Modi Changsungna Kala Jangri Purwata Nguishya Tomi Jungwata Junjuru Nazo Dumbata Dube Dumba Seba Zo Yunde Nazo Yonaya Tapke Susur Dobayi Shiratawa Kemne laupi nyeba ye yane krowa krowa juru tishin nangwe samden ba shira tabji ama senbe samden shila soba da sumi jiji mushi so dose sisir china ya yane ngashin kuwa jam tena tabla keba ye tabshi sundu mante na dose jangbe changme Chetara chasena chinsa paru chinsa da duwa si da chami sho tepa sum da lapa sum Tongpa nyingji sum chetje jepo sum je lam la la chinsa sepa nam sum je su nam za jin so la Samten shira nam nye je ye she cho ne arab du ka chun chui je ne ni ka ye sam chur ta pe cho su cha Tamje Ninje Chodon Kozede Yudanju, Lama, Midrashin, Tushi, Sova, Midivna, Miku, Yudo, Masrajik, Nuju, Harasa, Shimajan, Julivasa, Majumbar, Nushi, Yudo, Masrajik, Tala, Kandro, Midoshi, Tamsa, Dutera, Majurana, Twakurajito, Masraj, Sankamalola, Wanjurashi, Kamla, Tonji, Minubur, Lady Chaja, Matenshi, Shinya Tamiya Tangbala Seri Tarja Majumbar Samden Gurma Masrich Sardo Shira Yeshe Jane Tunda Magiwar Dogwa Sharu Masrich Tekuam Dosam Nenjurba She Sumba Kung Rado Tenet Sowa Debso.
I bowed at the feet of Great Marpa, Lo Tsao spoke two tongues, who with vision of the three times realized the reality of the many as one, specifically one who's cleansed and totally removed the mass of negative preconceptions that imprints in the obscurations of affliction and action produced by the power of ignorance, who's cleared the dark deluded aberration obscuring knowledge of the objective world and obtained strengths, confidences, and unique properties through Gnostic realization of the natural state, to such a one who's developed all the qualities of total omniscience, the term Buddha is applied. Such a perfect Buddha is perfectly free from all desires. To say that even bugs and trees and infants lacking clear conception are Buddhas is the talk of fools, though lacking sophisticated concepts like possessions and friends, they're still tormented by reactions to heat and cold, hunger and thirst. These root associations gradually develop into full-blown concepts of desire. Outsiders, sages, and the heterodox have numerous attainments, like soaring flight through sky, unobstructed clairvoyant knowledge, various magical transformations, and freedom from cravings of the objects of desire. They'll revolve in samsara again and again through the fault of incorrect refuge source and the lack of the vision though they've traveled the four absorptions and four formless media to Samsara's peak where desire is gone. If they're not imbued with wisdom and method, they'll revolve in Samsara as before. Therefore, Buddhahood will never be won by merely stopping desires without integration of method and wisdom through skill and method. So how is it done? Study the paths of the three personality types, the six transcendences of giving and so on, the four social means and four infinitudes, the three vehicles and three bases of practice in the integration of compassion and voidness. Then strive to compile a great store of merit by transcendence of giving, morality, and patience. Build up the store of gnosis by practicing the transcendences of absorption and wisdom. Vigor assist both by intensifying mental effort. Though everything is actually void, insistence on mere nominal voidness without actual voidness realization leads to denial of action and result, the great cause of hell and loss of freedom. Therefore, of good and bad actions and results, avoid the sinful in the slightest degree and cultivate virtue to its greatest extent. Strive also to cultivate inseparable union of both wisdom and absorption. For by absorption the mind is stabilized, and by wisdom strayings are detected. Likewise, with voidness and compassion, cultivate the integration of wisdom and method, for by that sublime method of great compassion, the welfare of beings in samsara is achieved, and by wisdom's view of voidness, dharma body for one's own sake is realized. From planted seed of supplication, imbued with sublime method of compassion, the result of two-form form body arises, and by form body's inconceivable emanations, the hopes, wants, and needs of beings are fulfilled in ways concordant with their welfare, like a gem which grants all wishes, or a wish-granting tree, or a divine tree of worship. And omniscience also, free from preconception, fulfills the hopes of all trainees, as inconceivable streaming rays of sun dissolve the fog of all the world. The stages of such cultivation, overflowing the mind of Marpa, that king of translators, are the range of Mila's realization. I've explained to you, son Ortan, this beggar yogi's understanding. Bear it in heart, O nobly born. Till the actual state dawns within, through ascertainment of Dharma view, don't perch yourself on the high ledge of views. Till the natural state's been confronted, through union of Dharma and your essential mind, don't disregard cause and effect. Till you're free from fears of birth and death by realizing appearances lack true reality, don't make empty, senseless talk. Till you've attained skill in all sutras, tantras, and shastras, don't teach Dharma pointlessly. Till body, speech, and mind toward others' welfare are directed, by slashing entanglement with your own desires, don't behave with pretension and deceit. Till you've slashed entanglement with your own desires and can sacrifice life to benefit others, don't say, I'm a bodhisattva. Till engaged in others' welfare with four social means, through inception of four infinitudes in mind, don't say, I work for others' welfare. Till your heart is one with your Lama, and you pray to him four sessions each day, don't say, I have admiration and respect. Till beings and world shine as divine, without attachment, and illusory bodies purified into clear light, don't say, I'm a practitioner of the mantra vehicle. Till Dakini gather at your feast and holy offerings change to nectar, don't say, I perform religion. religious feasts, till mastery of white element, currents and channels, and the element can be emitted or held, don't perform Kama Mudra, till the force of clear awareness arises in brilliant, thought-free tranquilization, don't say, I meditate the absorptions. Till essential reality is born on brow through examination by analytic Gnostic wisdom, don't say, realization has dawned. Do you understand my meaning, Yogi? Moved by strong faith, the yogin sang, Ema, great Yogi Repa, Ema, protector of the three realms, beings, Ema, Buddha with human form, I bow to your feet, great Jetsun Father. Clouds of love and compassion gather in the infinite sky of your mind, and with the resonant thunder of your speech, a rain of explicit Dharma falls. You planted the seed of profound precepts in the hard, untilled soil of my mind, irrigated with clear revelation. Warded off the ruinous hail of mistaken thought, and cultivated with timely, compassionate skill and method. Though omniscient fruit hasn't ripened yet, by fault of my own inferior nature, no one surpasses you in method. From now till enlightenment's attained, may I accompany you, Lord of Yogis. Inseparable always, like body and shadow. In your company may I realize the essence of natural state and win enlightenment unexcelled. May I then work for others' welfare and thereby liberate all beings.
Vous écoutez la sieste musicale spéciale Festival Autre Mesure 2025 sur Canal B. Une sieste intitulée The Pavilion of Dreams est conçue par la musicienne Felicia Atkinson. C'était à l'instant Eliane Radig, à suivre Luc Ferrari.
J'essaie de fermer et de pénétrer un paysage. Pas facile. Je suis allé plus loin, vers... vers le ruisseau. Je crois. D'ailleurs, il n'y a pas d'eau. Tu vois. J'ai contourné un plant de vigne, je me souviens. Et puis, passé par hasard devant ce buisson-là. pensé qu'ils étaient plutôt vers la route.
Allons vers la route, là où il y a le pont.
Continue la nuit dans ma tête multiple. Voilà.
Thank you.
continue. C'est vrai. Elle est complètement déchirée. Ma tête.
La sieste musicale spéciale Festival Autre Mesure 2025, réalisée par la musicienne Felicia Atkinson, se poursuivait à l'instant sur Canal B avec une pièce de Luc Ferrari. Pour terminer maintenant, voici Harold Budd avec une pièce extraite de The Pavilion of Dreams qui donne son nom à cette sieste.
Thank you. Thank you.
C'était à l'instant sur Canal B pour terminer la sieste musicale spéciale Festival Autre Mesure 2025, concoctée par la musicienne Felicia Atkinson, une pièce par Harold Budd. Playlist et réécoute de cette sieste intitulée The Pavilion of Dreams sur canalb.fr.